Hi again. So you've probably figured out by now that the performance project is about a lot more than performance skills. The reason for this is that most of the time when people think all they want is to ride better, have more success, or accomplish their goals, they actually want more. When you take a 360-degree view of your life, you're able to make small changes that can have a huge ripple effect and end up impacting your riding and the joy you get from it on a whole new level. Because horses tend to be an all-encompassing passion, balance is something that many riders crave. Horses can take up a lot of space in our lives: time, energy, money, social life, daydreams, and work. This is a unique challenge for us. It is my contention that as horse people, we may never have balanced lives, as in all the areas of your life claiming equal resources, but we can have well-integrated, joyful lives. I'm including this Balance Like a Badass module in this program because learning to efficiently manage your time and energy will not only improve the quality of your life, but also allow you to excel in your sport and make your passion a sustainable one. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching, and I'm going to invite you to look for some leaky holes. A leaky hole is anything that causes you to waste precious resources. As humans, our main resources are time, energy, and money. We all have places in our lives where we're not very intentional, and we let our lizard brains be in charge. Habits, inefficiencies, stuff you don't need, and systems that aren't working can all be leaky holes. If you tolerate things that bug you, put off making decisions, procrastinate, buy things on impulse, or keep on in dysfunctional relationships, these can all be leaky holes too. This session is pretty simple. Make a list of your leaky holes and brainstorm some ways you can plug them. Don't go crazy, just choose one or two to focus on first. In the next session, we're going to focus on how to build sustainable habits. If you have new habits that you know you want to strengthen in order to plug some leaky holes, you might want to listen to that session right away. After that, we're going to focus on unique ideas for managing energy and time. I'm going to wrap up here by sharing some of the leaky hole solutions that my business owners and trainers often implement with great results. Even if you're not a business owner, this still may spark some ideas for you. Create and fiercely protect office hours that you use to return calls, do email, handle scheduling issues, and perform other administrative tasks. Okay, the key here is to create and fiercely protect. Clump like activities together. Switching gears uses up a lot of energy unnecessarily. Teach, ride, and do admin tasks in big blocks of time so you're not switching back and forth all day long. You may start with a lot of excuses as to why this is not possible for you, but be open because it is possible. Treat your horses or your horse as if they are your VIP clients. Put them in your schedule first and protect their time. Keep your brain free of to-dos. Write things down as they occur to you so you don't spend energy trying to keep track of them. Use your power hour or your office hours to handle them. Train and build up the credibility of your staff in their own eyes and in the eyes of your clients so that you can delegate important tasks to them that you might ordinarily do yourself. Communicate with your clients as a group consistently so they understand your schedule and can help rather than hinder your productivity. Create a culture of punctuality. Train your students to warm up on their own and let them know you expect them to be mounted and warmed up at their lesson time. If they're not, explain that they're using up their own lesson time. You are committed to starting the next session on time out of respect for your next student or your next horse. You will be late every now and then due to the nature of working with animals, but let them know that you make every effort to stay on time and you expect them to as well. Make everything you do regularly in your business easily replicable. Have email templates for new clients, late payments, and schedule reminders, etc. Make sure your job descriptions, including for working students, are up to date and written down. Have your staff help with this. Make your hiring and firing processes for both staff and clients very clear so that you don't waste tons of time, energy, and money on these two things. Require payment in advance so that you support your client's commitment to your services and quit wasting time trying to collect after you've already rendered services. Decide on what needs to be delegated so you can spend more time on higher value activities. Figure out a way to hire an assistant if you're spending a lot of time doing low value, low vibe activities. Okay, so as you think about your leaky holes and brainstorm about plugging them, please don't go back to hammering a screw if there are shoulds or need tos left over from past efforts. Look through a new lens and ask yourself how you can make things easy for yourself this time, or set up some accountability or shift your perspective. It's much more powerful to tell yourself you want to make a change and to get creative about it than it is to tell yourself that you should or that you need to and keep trying harder. Okay, have fun with these leaky holes.